So episode 100 here of DH Radio, and one of my favorite interviews that I got to do, and one of my favorite finds, I think, of the last couple of years was Retro Vintage, an amazing little company run out of, well, I guess we could call it that, and hobby and passion, run out of home by Mr. Wesley McCoy, originally of the Eastern Townships area, but living in Montreal now. Wesley revamps amazing bicycles. And so if you remember from a couple of years ago, when back in the early days of DH Radio, Wesley would have been on talking about this passion of his. Well, it just hasn't stopped. And the new bikes for summer 2011 have just been posted on Retro Vintage, which is so exciting. Wesley, how are you doing?
I'm doing really well, Sheila. Thank you.
So tell me now, a couple of years ago, you'd already done a number of bikes. You probably had, I don't know, seven or eight or so that had been restored and whatnot at around that time. In the last couple of years, what have your finds been, and what have you got in store for this summer?
Oh boy, yeah. So that was the really early days, seven or eight bikes. Since then, I've probably completed another 25 bikes.
Wow.
And that's shooting probably low. That's not counting all the ones that I keep for myself.
How do you not, I don't know how you part with them when they're done, because they are incredible.
It's hard. A lot of them I build with every intention of parting with, and when they're done, I just can't let them go.
Now, so tell the listeners about, for anyone who missed the last interview, which would have been a while ago anyway, talk to them about how you got started in the idea of rebuilding these amazing bikes, and kind of what sort of era most of them come from.
Right. So most of the bikes come from the sort of 50s, 60s, 70s. And what I was finding really heartbreaking is discovering these bikes in a complete state of neglect. From, you know, being thrown out in the trash to bikes that have been in a garage for years that were rusted out and basically looking like they were at the end of their life, and just knowing that there's so much potential for them. Knowing that I can take a bike that looks like it should be in a trash heap and turn it to something that looks like it should be hung on a wall.
How, like, when would you say that a bike has gotten to a point where nothing, where it can't be, like, where stuff can't be salvaged? Does it have to be completely, completely, completely rusted out, or is there still some way of salvaging something that is on that beast?
There's always good salvage parts. So if it's rusted out, you know, there's probably still parts that can be reused. I won't touch something that's been in a bad accident, so if it's been bent up in an accident, I prefer to leave it be.
Yeah.
But, I found bikes in bad states, but the seats are still good, or components are still good, pedals.
Now, what have been some of your favorites over the years? I know that's probably hard to choose, but there have been some really impressive ones over the years. So tell me about, and that goes for parts, too. What have been some of your favorite finds?
Right. I think my favorite find, and it occupied a lot of my time this winter, was an old Canadian muscle bike, a CCM Marauder.
Is that humongous one?
That's on the big yellow one.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so I found that one, and it was painted brown with house paint. It had all the wrong parts on it, but as soon as I saw it, I recognized the frame. It's an extremely rare bike, very, very sought out by collectors and by, enthusiasts. And so I saw it, and I told myself, okay, I have to get this, and I have to make it look like it came right out of the showroom, 1969.
Wow. Now, what happens as far, do you have to do research about paint colors, and are those difficult to find, or how does it work for that sort of thing?
Yeah, there's a lot of research involved. The first step is usually trying to identify what year it is.
Mm-hmm.
This can be done a lot of times with the serial number, certain bikes on the cranks, they're stamped what year they are. And so once you locate some pictures, it's to try to find the parts. The parts are extremely hard to find, figuring that, you know, they're 40 years old, and to find them in perfect condition is, you spend hours on eBay, on different forums, you talk to collectors.
That must be the sort of thing where you can all of a sudden realize that you have not eaten supper, or it is suddenly 2 o'clock in the morning, or, you know, that sort of thing where you're trolling around looking for those rare bits.
Absolutely. Or, you know, that your eBay you're bidding on something, it closes at ridiculous o'clock, and you find yourself accidentally waking up to make sure you get it.
I have to time this just right.
Exactly.
And steal it out from under the nose of, I don't know, Monocle 662, you know, the other buyer. So tell me about this Marauder, how it came to its finish. What is it looking like as a finished piece now?
I'd say 99% finished. I have to get the fenders re-chromed and re-rolled, which is expensive, and it's hard to find somebody that will do it properly.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else looks like it just rolled out of the showroom.
I believe that one's up on Retro Vintage, isn't it?
It is. It's on my landing page. That's the very first picture you'll see.
There you go. So if people go to retrovintage.ca,
yes,
they will see it. And be able to see the other works, too. Now, one that just fascinates me completely, and partly because of the seat, is that crazy green number. You've got this mad, it's like the Incredible Hulk bike.
Yeah.
It's that one. Tell me about, like, because part of it has to do at times with the parts. Sometimes the parts just stand out so amazingly.
Exactly. A lot of bikes that I do, I start by finding what parts I want on them,
mm-hmm.
and then I go with collar combinations. Oftentimes it'll start from a seat. Sometimes it'll even start from colored tires, colored wheel sets.
Like the purple tires?
Exactly, yes.
Okay,
tires.
That's madness.
A perfect matching wheel set, and then built a bike around it.
Oh, that's a really crazy cool one. You guys have to go to retrovintage.ca and look for this one. I think it's white. Right? It's
yeah.
A white bike with purple tires. And I'm telling you, for any of you guys who grew up in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, I mean, what did we do more than bike around the neighborhood? And that was what sold me on my bike named Black Velveteen, who is very happy to make its way out. I actually, you know what? I've had to be really careful with my bike because it really surprised me. My son, my five-year-old, loves to go bike riding, and he may have to upgrade this year, actually. He's getting pretty big, and he has this little Thomas the Tank Engine two-wheeler with training wheels, and I have my I guess it's probably a 70s style with a banana seat and lovely handlebars and so on. And when we go out bike riding, the young punks, man, they love it. Like, I get stopped all the time by these kids, so I'm like, they're paying attention to where I live, and I really don't want to get it stolen. So it's nice that I finally have a place where I can put it away and take it out pretty easily now.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
So now what are you riding?
What am I riding?
Yeah, are you riding one of your creations, or are you?
I'm riding several of my creations. As I said, I can't let them go. So currently, well, I haven't ridden my Marauder yet, but it's coming.
So that one's staying?
Yeah. I also have a beautifully restored 1961 Schwinn Jaguar.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the black one. It's got a huge faux tank insert. My restoration from the previous winter.
Yes.
I love to ride that one. I also have sort of a muscle bike lowrider one that I take out. Very, very flashy. And as you say, I'm really conscious at night that, you know, who knows, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody might decide they want it and throw me off of it and take off with it.
There you go, you know.
Yeah.
And that's probably the case. Are you seeing more vintage bikes or restored bikes in the city in Montreal because it seems like everybody is hovering around those years now. There's a big, like, if you think of the rockabilly scene and whatnot in Montreal, it seems to be a kind of a population that really adores the everything about that era. Are you seeing more of them?
Yeah, definitely seeing a lot more vintage bikes out there, but not so much on the restored. People are riding them as they are. some of them are beautifully preserved, which is great. And others are, you know,
the rat rod of bikes.
Exactly.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, okay, you know what? But you just have to go, guys. Retrovintage.ca. Go and check out Wesley's work. It's just miraculous. They're works of art, and you can just see the there's a little bit of a perfectionist at work there. And you can see it in every single one of the bikes. So, well, thanks a lot for being a part of episode 100, Wesley.
Thank you, Sheila.
And stay in touch. I want to know more about what's going on. All right.
Any more to come.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.